Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What's on your mind is on the air. Welcome to Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
We're with Aaron Tippin. Stars and stripes. Eagles flying. God bless America.
Enough to know.
Hope you had a great weekend and you're ready to roll up the sleeves and crush it in a brand new week. Morning and welcome to the program. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo.
Did you see what Elon?
Yo, bro.
You know Elon Musk said over the weekend?
I did not. I missed that.
You were busy
watching basketball.
Watching basketball,
yep.
And escaping from the headlines.
Yes.
Smart
well,
dude.
Well, I cannot avoid my Sunday morning Maria Bartiromo fix.
Is that right?
So I caught her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
What Elon Musk is saying is that Trump is guaranteed to be president thanks to this district attorney in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Basically, that this indictment is going to ensure he's president. That's what Elon Musk said. Kind of a big buzz this weekend. What do you think of that?
I don't know that it guarantees him that. It certainly gives him more ammunition of the witch hunts that continue to come at the guy.
Doesn't it, though?
I mean, Alvin Bragg got Trump on a $1.6 million penalty for tax evasion or fraud, whatever that case was back in the last year. And he had to pay $1.6 million, which, you know, Trump write him a check, you know, which was a big nothing burger. You know, he thought it was going to be, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in tax. It's $1.6 million in New York. Write him a check, pay the fine, we're done. The penalty was done. But this Stormy Daniels thing again, come on, Alvin. You're better than this. Well, maybe not.
I don't think so. I think this is, you know who he's...
He's a political hack.
Funded by George Soros.
Yeah, total hack.
Loosening all the rules in New York City with the criminals and then spending time on this.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So, headline. Twitter's Elon Musk predicts Trump will win re-election in landslide victory if arrested. Landslide victory. Do you agree with that?
There's a long way to go, buddy.
855-200-1776, 701-271-1100 to let us know whether you agree with Elon Musk. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Fox story, Elon Musk on Saturday predicted that former President Donald Trump will be reelected in a landslide if he's indicted or possibly arrested and potentially handcuffed this week. If this happens, Trump will be reelected in a landslide victory, Musk tweeted. Musk was reacting to a Fox News segment which detailed how the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has asked for a meeting with law enforcement ahead of a possible Trump indictment of next week. According to a court source, by the way, grand jury, there shouldn't be a court source. That's...
Okay.
Unethical behavior.
Let me ask you just a question. You're the district attorney for Manhattan, New York, in New York City.
Crime capital of America right
now. You have all of the problems that New York City has right now.
Right. I'm tracking with you.
You are neck deep in shootings, in murders, in carjackings, in robberies, in all of it.
It's a fact. Yeah.
And you're the district attorney, and your big priority is going after a former New York businessman guy. You got him on a little tax evasion because he maybe paid off a film star for, which isn't really illegal.
Well, you know,
which isn't that illegal, really. Anyway, that's the biggest thing you've got. That's wow. I mean, you know what I'm saying? New York City.
True facts.
You're the district attorney, and this is what you're worried about.
I don't have it top of mind as far as the details of the deal, but of the actual case itself.
Uh-huh.
But it has been in court before, and she lost. You know, the legal facts were on Trump's side. But again, this is New York City. This is a kangaroo court. This is, I mean, they're leaking, they're lying, and as you said, New York City, crime-infested New York City, and this is what they're worried about. This is what they're doing.
That's it, yeah.
Can't make it up.
Mind-boggling. What if Trump just came out and said, yeah, I paid her. I gave her some money.
Alvin Bragg is the guy's name.
What now?
Kevin McCarthy said over the weekend that he's abusing his office by targeting President Trump.
Clearly.
What did you say?
What if Trump said I did it? Yeah, I paid her off. I gave her some money. Not saying.
Well, that's not even illegal. That's the other thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did it. Anything else? Any other questions? We done? All right, yeah, guilty. If you told me that Donald Trump spent the night with Stormy and a few other adult film stars at the Tyson Holyfield fight in a suite, you know, doing whatever, I would probably believe it. Because he's Donald Trump. I didn't hire him for his people skills, okay? I hired him because he does stuff and he says what he does. Then he does it.
But Elon Musk says, go ahead and do it because he'll be reelected in a landslide.
It'll motivate a lot of people. It's nonsense.
And I'm wondering whether you agree with that. Fine listeners of this program, do you think Elon Musk is onto something here, that this enhances Trump's chances of being reelected, in his words, in a landslide? Listener says, why is George Soros allowed to destroy our country?
Why is China allowed to buy farmland? Why, you know, there's a lot of whys that have a lot of questions like that.
Texture's not done. I'm being facetious. It's because he bought off Congress. And that'll be our downfall. I think Soros has actually gotten a little crafty by going to these DAs and some of the local election officials.
Yep. Oh,
and crafty from a sinister kind of...
Some bureaucrats in place and...
Sicko kind of way.
Yeah. Agree. Boy, he's something else, that guy. The more I learn about him.
Texter says, I thought the Stormy Daniels case was already settled. She had to pay Trump for his court fees. True statement.
Yeah.
But again, none of that matters when you're talking about a Manhattan district attorney and getting a grand jury to do whatever you want. Lister says, I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so.
Perfect.
Be careful with the pronouns, because Biden's got a little plan for that. Yeah, you could be like Trump, getting arrested for your pronoun use. Lister has a suggestion for the music on the show, Kev. You need the Roy Rogers version of Happy Trails to close the show.
Okay.
The one you have now is blah.
Oh, when we close our local show? Okay. I'll write that down. We've been using the Van Halen version for a long time to wrap up the show.
There you go. So back to Trump here. According to a court source, A meeting with Trump was requested Thursday and hasn't been set. The meeting is to discuss logistics for sometime next week. This, again, back to a court source. How a court source is blabbing this to the media, saying, hey, yeah, we asked for a meeting, hasn't been set yet. We're going to discuss logistics for sometime next week, which would mean they're anticipating an indictment next week. This is what's led to this firestorm, because this court source is leaking to the media, which, by the way, is illegal. You can't do that about grand jury court proceedings. The source familiar with the planning said, Secret Service is expected to take the lead on what they will allow and won't allow, for instance, the decision of whether to handcuff Trump. Yeah, see, this jerko district attorney, you know what he wants? He wants the photos on Evening News. That's what he wants. He wants the photographs on Evening News.
The perp walk. That's what it is, the perp walk.
And you know what? Maybe Elon Musk does, too. As he says, he's arrested. Landslide victory. You agree with that? Trump wins in a landslide if he's arrested this week. Let us know. 271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider? They offer broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. That's important. So you get the same reception, the same signal, everything. And what you get that's different from some of the major big names in wireless is you lose the woke. Right? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile shares your values, supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Always special discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Is Elon Musk right? If they arrest Donald Trump, he's going to win in a landslide. That's our question of the day. 855-200-1776, 271-1100. Could happen, we're told, as soon as Tuesday, according to court sources. They're leaking like a sieve.
Sources, sources, sources.
Yeah.
You got to think about who's doing the arresting. Who's doing the, who's pushed the, obviously it's Alvin Bragg.
Right, he's the Manhattan District Attorney.
Manhattan District Attorney. And
right.
If you do a little reading about Mr. Bragg,
yeah,
you'll find out that when he was New York County District Attorney on January 4th of 2022, just a little over a year ago, after 3 days in office, he announced that his office would no longer prosecute low-level offenses like, I don't know, running out on your cab fare, resisting arrest, prostitution, anything cannabis-related misdemeanors, unless accompanied by a felony. He also decided to seek lesser charges for burglaries and store robberies where the offender displays a dangerous instrument but does not create a genuine risk of physical harm.
All right, what I think I heard you say...
So there you go, yeah.
Is despite, it goes on. Despite crime spiking...
Yes.
This guy
backing
is...
Backing off on...
Is doing yep. less prosecutions for people that are... You know, essentially committing crimes.
Now, let me tell you about a year ago, last July. July of 22. Jose Alba, a bodega clerk, was attacked by a customer in a dispute over a bag of potato chips. Alba attempted to de-escalate the deal. He was the clerk. But after being shoved into a wall, defended himself with a knife, killing the assailant. Bragg, in his prosecutorial discretion, decided to charge Alba and requested bail at $500,000. The judge set it at $250,000. Then the dead attacker's girlfriend also stabbed Mr. Alba with her own knife after attempting to turn Mr. Alba's knife on him back on him. Alvin Bragg declined to charge her at all.
Jeez.
Yeah, and after intense backlash, he ultimately decided to drop the charges against Mr. Alba, noting that a homicide case against Alba could not be proven at trial beyond a reasonable doubt. That's who this guy is. This will never see a courtroom. This will never see anything. It's nonsense. It's fodder. And this is the guy. This is who this guy. You read about this guy, Alvin Bragg.
And meanwhile, he has a grand jury right now with just ridiculous charges on Trump. So he's ignoring crime.
Yeah.
About actual street crime. Things are happening in a bodega.
Is up like 22% in New York City in murders and homicides.
And he's wasting time with this charge against Trump.
So why? Clearly it's motivated. It's political. It's nonsense. And it shouldn't happen. We got to stop all of this. It's ridiculous.
And we know that Trump will be arrested according to a court source, which is illegal. You can't, because you got more illegal activity going on. Unbelievable. Texter says, if you take what the Dems say and do, and say and do the opposite, you'll be right 99.9% of the time. So vote for the candidate they want least or hate the most, and we all know who that is. Here's a listener with Elon Musk. Landslide. Texture says, it's amazing how the fake news covers everything about Trump and nothing about Biden and his family's corruption. I actually saw a CNN report about Sleepy Joe and the Biden family. Do I have that here? Actual CNN report. You got my PC up there, Cap? Okay.
Yep.
Listen to this. This is CNN.
In a new memo, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee say three Biden family members in 2017 received over $1 million indirectly from a Shanghai-based company, State Energy HK Limited. The money came after Biden associate John Robinson Walker received a $3 million wire from the same company, a transaction that was first publicized by Senate Republicans in 2020. Walker then transferred a third of those funds to various Biden family bank accounts over a three-month period. The new information uncovered by the House GOP, $35,000 in payments to Hallie Biden, Bo Biden's widow, $25,000 of which was linked to the Chinese energy company. Republicans also targeting the president's brother James and his son Hunter, and also say they are probing an account linked to an unknown Biden. The memo did not reveal any illegal action by the Biden family members, and the president has long maintained he had no involvement in any of these dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses.
Yeah, good one. Their businesses.
Yeah, I know.
How about their racketeering? So, I would argue that's at least reporting the fact that money comes in one pot from the Chinese and then gets distributed to the Biden family members. So they did that. They had to end with the, there's nothing to see here. Here's another CNN report right now.
On a certain level, if just as a layperson, you hear this, and it doesn't sound good. There's a guy whose name is John Robinson Walker. He gets $3 million from a Chinese-based company and proceeds to wire it out to a bunch of people named Biden. One of whom is Hunter Biden, another one is a company that belongs to the president's brother, James Biden, and another amount of money to Beau Biden's widow, Hallie. So, again, from a layperson, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Listen,
Captain Obvious on CNN. Yeah. But
and his son are stone cold crooked.
Right, yeah. Trump's got it.
You can't do all of the laundry at once. Okay, you've got to do it in loads. You can't put it all in the machine because you'll overload the machine. You can't do that. You got to spread it out over a number of loads. So, you know, Jim, Hunter, big guy, daughter-in-law, you get a half a million, and you get a half a million. That is the epitome of how you launder money. For what? What are you paying her for? What was the service? Well, she consulted. You watch. Those are consulting fees, or they're some sort of nonsense.
Unbelievable.
How much did Hunter pay Joe for the house? $50,000 a month or something? I mean, come on, man!
And they're so blazing about it that comes in here, goes out there, here you go.
You want to yell about Trump? Come on, really?
Nothing to see here.
Oh, come on.
Says rich. Can't believe it. What's on your mind continues after a short timeout. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Later this afternoon, the President and the First Lady welcomed the acting cast of Ted Lasso to the White House to discuss the importance of addressing your mental health to promote overall well-being. One of the hottest apps in the United States right now is another TikTok developer software owned by Chinese parent ByteDance Limited. App trackers show that CapCut, a video editing tool, has been downloaded more in recent weeks than TikTok. The General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this hour and running through Wednesday. This is just days after the International Criminal Court, or ICC, indicted the Russian president for war crimes. The NCAA March Madness continues. The Sweet 16 games will be played on Thursday and Friday. You can watch it on CBS and TBS. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Macaroni, hot dish. Yeah, there I said it. Pepperoni, macaroni, hot dish. Today, for lunch, PetroServe USA. That sound good or what? That's at the 45th Street location. Euland has tater tot hot dish today. Stew and Glendon, PetroServe USA. This is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Can't beat it. Sloppy Joe's and Fries, MP Avenue. Orange Chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29 location, Cafe USA, PetroServe USA, Mac and Beef or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Great specials in Harwood off exit, the Harwood exit at I-29. Valley City, two choices, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham today, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. 27 before the top of the hour. Texters say, Scott, I don't know if Trump will win by a landslide. That's what Elon Musk says. Super genius. You agree with him or not, you tell me. 271-1100. Local number, toll free at 855-200-1776. Or text us. 701-237-1590. That's the text number. 701-237-1590. Get back to the comment. Scott, I don't know if Trump will win by a landslide. However, I was at a large function this weekend, and the conversation was all about this DA and Trump. 90% of the people knew it was BS charges. A lot of these people were Democrats. Honest people talk and know what the charges are all about. Trump 2024. That's kind of encouraging, isn't it? First of all, I'm glad that actually people are aware of the corruption of the Manhattan DA. A. Okay? First and foremost. B. That it isn't immediately dismissed because Trump is involved. Like, oh, that Trump. Oh, that Trump. Oh, yeah. He tweets, you know. Says crazy stuff that even the Democrats are engaged in this. 90% of the people. You like that, Kev? I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, again, most reasonable, you know, level-headed Americans, common sense, you know, that is the vast majority of the country. Now, there's a lot of personality politics that clearly came into 2016 and 2020, but all of this nonsense, I've said for a long time, none of it's sustainable. You can't say defund the police, dismantle, defund, blah, blah, and not expect it to be, I mean, like Sodom and Gomorrah, for God's sakes. I mean, it's nonsense. None of it's sustainable. You can't keep spending money you don't have and printing it up and calling it, you know, inflation reduction when it's nothing but climate nonsense and on down the line. None of this is sustainable, so none of it's real. So reasonable people are going, wait a minute. Okay, I may agree a couple of things with a couple, but this is nonsense. And it's gotten to that point. And they just don't let up, and they think that they're just going to keep playing, and there'll be a part of the population that buys into it. But I think the vast majority are saying, yeah, enough of this. Just stop. Fix the problems. Quit with the personality and the identity and all the nonsense, the virtue signaling politics.
This audience is paying attention.
Oh, amen.
This texter is paying attention. But to go to a gathering and 90% of the people there are in tune to this, I think that's
what I'm saying. Everywhere I go, everyone I talk to, no one thinks that this is real. No one thinks that people should get $5 million apiece in reparations in San Francisco. No reasonable human thinks that.
Come on. They're not for reparations?
You get two people that say it and 20 cameras in front of them, and all of a sudden it's a thing. No, it's not a thing.
I think that's literally like whoever proposed it is trying to scam us as some kind of a joke or something.
Right?
You know, I mean.
You're kidding, right? Wait, what?
You are kidding. Yeah.
No, they're not.
$5 million payments. If you're black and in San Francisco, $5 million, boo, lay it in the palm right there. Debt forgiveness, what do you owe? How much you owe on your house? What do you owe on credit cards? Okay, give me the addresses. We're going to pay those off for you. Debt forgiveness.
I mean, is it Willy Wonka that's in charge of this out in California? Is he the guy that's, you know, hooking everybody up?
Minimum guaranteed income, $97,000 a year for 250 years. This is the one that catches me, like, let's do this for 250 years, $97,000 a year.
How?
Well, I just...
I have three questions. Okay, how?
And then my last...
we're just going to do it.
My last favorite.
So how?
Homes for a dollar per family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the buck a family.
How are you going to do that? You can't house the people that are homeless in your city now. You can't take care of anything in your city's your state's $500 million. Or, you know, the city, I'm sorry. California's in $500 trillion in debt. San Francisco's into the billion. Okay. Yeah, do it. I would say, hey, yeah, do it. Find out. Make it happen. Vote it in. Let's go. Who gets the money? I want to watch this.
Man. That list is not serious. You know, just logistically, how do you do all this? How do you, you know?
I mean, you don't.
And, you know, you and
it's
I have tried.
Unicorn farts and fairy dust.
You and I have tried to add this up for a while. You can't even add it up. You know, it's like crazy. But I think whoever proposed this is like going, watch this. They're going to actually lose their minds over this. They aren't going to believe. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Let's do a minimum guaranteed income for 250 years, 100 grand a year for 250 years.
You hope they would be like that.
Oh, my God.
But they're not. These people, they're the ones they're saying, they're serious.
Serious stuff to them.
They're serious.
This is serious.
Reparations.
Yeah. Another listener says, I disagree with Elon Musk's prediction the Democrats will steal the election again.
All right. They'll sure try.
Somebody disagrees with Elon, our question of the day. He says, if Trump's indicted, he wins again in a landslide. We say, do you agree with that or disagree with that? Let us know. Listener says, I don't know if Trump wins in a landslide if he's arrested, but Democrats always, always, always overreach. This seems to be an obvious overreach and makes Trump a martyr. That's not debatable. I think it guarantees his nomination. No question. All right. Just a thought, says another listener. Why do you think George Soros is trying to destroy our country? Well, his worldview is very different than ours. He's a one world order guy. So he wants to remove anybody that stands in the way of that. That would be my answer. Kev, you?
Yeah, insane with a lot of money. I just...
Kind of hard to wrap your mind around a rich guy with the worldview this
survived
guy has.
The Holocaust, right? was his thing, and wasn't he Austrian?
Correct.
Something?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Another listener says, hey, guys, totally agree with Musk. I won't vote for anyone but Trump if I got to write it in. DeSantis has received high praises from Paul Ryan, which is a huge red flag for me. I like DeSantis as governor.
That is.
But I become suspicious when I see Paul Ryan cheerlead for DeSantis.
I saw some of that over the weekend, too.
He should tell Paul Ryan, hey, dude. You know,
just, yeah, shut up.
It just
I don't need you. Yeah, just hey, I love you. Shut up.
Go away. Another listener. We have a dictator in the White House. When are Americans going to realize Biden is a Hitler protege?
We have a team of them.
Using the same techniques Hitler did, and as the cancel culture media and lying propaganda spewed out every day to try and convert people's thinking, just like Hitler did.
Now, see, that puts a smile on my face, thinking that Joe Biden is capable of any kind of thoughts or plans to that degree. I think that Joe Biden comes out and reads whatever statements the Hitlers behind him, the little nefarious communists behind him, write for him to put on his teleprompter. They prep him on questions. They only ask him the questions that they want asked. You go, but meanwhile, at the southern border, the Chinese national illegal immigration is up 800% in February. So, you know, compared to a year ago. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see there. Don't worry about that. Did you see that number over the weekend?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Border secure, though, right?
The border secure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Where is time. My coffee?
Unless another listener says, so Trump money's exactly what he is doing by announcing his arrest. Trump money's, that might be a typo. Let's see what happens. Congress has stepped up a bit, many GOP speaking up, bringing a little heat to this fake DA. You know, I thought the same thing, because Trump kind of backpedaled a little bit today on his message of, tell you what, I'm going to go to Texas and do a rally. I don't much care what the DA is going to do. But Trump's announcement that he would be arrested on Tuesday was a result of court leaks. So, you know, who knows if the court leaks are accurate, but that's what he's reacting to. Dee, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just had a question about what's happening with Biden going to Canada also. When the Trudeau was doing all that nasty stuff to the people in Canada, he was looking to Biden for answers for everything. So he was communicating with him a lot about what was happening, and then it started happening there too. And I'm like, it's not just that they don't want Trump in there. I mean, it's just going downhill faster and faster.
What do you think is happening?
Well, I feel like the Soros running the country and all these people, I mean, I don't think we really have a good country anymore. It's scary because we don't have any rights. And if they can get Trump put in jail, then the rest of us are screwed.
What do you think of Elon Musk saying, hey, if it happens, Trump wins in a landslide? He's got a landslide victory as a result of it.
Well, that'd be fantastic if, you know, that would happen. But then we thought he'd win this last time, too, in 2020, but...
See, to me, you look at Justin Trudeau, you look at Soros, you look at a lot of these, and the word globalist just comes to mind. Trudeau's never met a globalist he doesn't like. He, you know, he wants the one world deal. He wants to be in on that thing. He's a little, I mean, talk about a puppet. Look at Justin Trudeau. Ugh.
Oh, is he a putz?
Oh my gosh. Just unreal.
I'll never, ever, ever, ever forgive him for what he did to truckers. Do you remember that?
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
During COVID, unbelievable.
And the way he talks and the way he is, you know, we're in Canada and, hey, you know, you so calm.
Yeah, no way. All of that and more. Are banks safe here? We're going to talk about
Ryan
it coming
Cronk
up.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show.
Sextortion.
Heard the roar of the crowd.
It's been on the national news headlines of late, often ending in suicide, which is just awful. One North Dakota sheriff's office took to social media last week saying there has been a concerning trend that is happening lately within Walsh County. And that while Walsh County has been fortunate to not have a case that has gotten to the point of suicide, we want to know, we want to do what we can do to prevent it from happening. No one needs to fight this alone. Deputy Sheriff from Walsh County is going to join us to talk about that today on the program. Look forward to that. Also, we have guest from the Independent Community Bankers of America to talk about, you know, when we hear about Moody's downgrading banks in America, are we talking about Signature Valley Bank and, or I'm sorry, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, handful of banks on the coast, or are we talking about our banks here? Well, our banks here are solid. We're going to talk about that.
No, we're talking about a couple of bad managed, bad leveraged.
But the media on this is horrible.
I know, on everything.
Just horrible.
Yep.
And so we'll dig into that before the end of the program today as well. Let's see here. Some texts and waiting to get in on our questions of the day on What's on Your Mind. First, I need to tell you about my friends at Bucklich. They have a beautiful Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD High Country sitting there right now, 2024, brand new. Look at some of the used vehicles, just incredible here. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. Here's another 3500 HD High Country. And, of course, some 1500 LTZs, LT Trail Boss, great new truck selection. There's 1500 LTs. Good 3-4 of those in LTZ. Chev Suburban LS, new 23. That's right, PucklichValleyCity.com. That's the place to go. Check it out online at PucklichValleyCity.com or come see them right there at 721 West Main Street in Valley City. I drive a Chevy pickup from High Country Silverado, 1500. My friends at Pucklich and I absolutely love it. Texter says, we messed up on Justin Trudeau's name. It's actually Justin Trudeau Castro.
Yeah.
How did we mess
it up? Right?
Yeah.
Little dictator.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Texter says, it cracks me up listening to Scott this morning, a devoted Catholic who's supporting a former U.S. President, Trump, who cheated on his wife with a porn star. You can't make this stuff up. And is now getting arrested for a hush money scheme with this porn star. Thanks for the laugh, Scott. Well, first of all, as far as the whole Stormy Daniels thing, I don't know what happened. You're assuming everything that they're talking about. This is being prosecuted in a court right now, thanks to a guy who's ignoring crime on the streets in New York City, who's making it more likely that these criminals are caught and released. That's the kind of crime you ought to worry about. Secondly, I don't vote for a president of the United States to be a moral compass for me. I vote for a president of the United States to roll up his sleeves and do what he's constitutionally required to do. Wisecrack textures like this, of course, had no problem with Bill Clinton and what he did. So,
oh, and I'm sure there's nothing to see with Joe Biden, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, well, daughter-in-law.
We got Hunter on tape.
Anything so there?
I don't have to doubt what he did or didn't do. It's right there for the world to see. Again, get a kick out of people who say, "Well, you're Catholic, so you can't like this or you can't like that, or what do you know?"
Well, Trump's not very presidential, but apparently this.
You know, the rapidly rising.
He's got.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah. I would also say that you know if one of the things I heard about, we actually interviewed Trump's pastor at some point, and just to help us understand Trump the man a little bit. He said, "Look, he's not proud of his past. He's not, you know." He's asked for forgiveness from his family, and, you know, that's an important piece, too, that isn't exactly played out on 60 Minutes, but worth considering as well. We better get Denny in here because we only have about a minute left. Denny, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Scott, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, yes. I want to help you guys out because I know you guys are trying to turn the page on Trump, but you can't because your listeners are turning on you. I want full transparency, too. If Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did something, I want full transparency, held them accountable. But you should do the same for Trump. Now, I can make a solid case if you'll give me the opportunity, if I call in twice a week for a couple minutes each time, on every one of the charges against Trump, on all four deals, the deal in New York, the deal in Georgia, the documents, and the January 6th. And if he's guilty of these, he should be held accountable. Now, when it comes to Michael Cohen, Donald Trump said that it was a witch hunt when they arrested him and took his phone and everything like that. He talked about how good a man he was and everything like that. So,
okay. All right. I don't know that any of that made sense, Denny, but I appreciate the call, and sorry you got crowded for time. Texter says, call for a day of prayer by your listening audience to protect Trump from evil prosecution. You just did. More. Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.